The next question is more about state parties to the convention. In your opinion, do you think state parties have shown leadership in conserving and protecting World Heritage Sites? Has the international community demonstrated the commitment for the collective protection for, in particular, threatened World Heritage? And has World Heritage made a difference to national government programs and activities?
Way too broad a question. there's tremendous variation. In the early days, the leadership was really coming from relatively few countries. So especially Australia, the US, and Canada were really providing the leadership. And then later on, you know, other countries have come in, and now China is a major player. Italy, on the cultural side, was certainly a big player in the early years. So I think that it's changed over time. There's a lot of variation among the countries, and the countries that have a history of being concerned about conservation of protected areas or cultural heritage tend to take it more seriously than countries who, you know, they hope they get some money out of it. But of course, they don't get any money out of it, you know, to speak of. And I think that's one of the problems with the convention, is that it doesn't have a reasonable funding mechanism. So under the GEF, for example, the part of the criteria for getting GEF money for a protected area is if it's internationally recognized. And World Heritage certainly helps with that. But it doesn't link very closely with the convention. You know, it's sort of in the small print. I think that the convention would be taken a lot more seriously if it had a budget of, you know, something like $50 million a year to work on World Heritage in Danger, which to me isn't used the way that it's supposed to be used. But if it had more meat, it would have, you know, more money, to be crass, there would be more interest, and especially on the part of some of the smaller countries. There also are some countries that really use it to help generate tourism. And that's China, for one, but also the U.S. And I don't know that the U.S. is primarily motivated by that. But the figures that I've seen in the increase in tourism to the natural sites in the U.S. by foreign tourists is influenced by being on the World Heritage List. So the great increase in Japanese tourists that go to Mesa Verde, for example, came after it was on the World Heritage List, because people didn't know about it before. I know that the Australians have put hundreds of millions of dollars into World Heritage because of the state federal issue. The U.S., I really don't think they spend much more money on a World Heritage protected area, a national park, than they do on one that isn't a national park. But having said that, when Everglades got put onto the World Heritage in Danger list, then there was a lot more money put into it. So they did take that seriously. That was a real